Hi, this is Mike J, and welcome to our early 2025 R&D call. Folks, this is R&D, and I am moving around the world quite a bit, and one of the obvious problems that we have in the world, aside from what everybody else thinks, is bandwidth. So it's very difficult to get bandwidth to cooperate with you when you're moving around the world so much. So we're going to do an audio-only call. I put a quote here, reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away. I thought that was a great quote for where we are today. Everybody, no matter if anybody's right or wrong, it doesn't matter because all they do is watch their narrative, and it doesn't matter whether it's the truth or not. They say that the other side is misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, all those kind of things. So it's a very interesting thing what's going on. I'm not sure how we'll get through this because before we only had traditional media and now we have social media. So we have so many different systems running with everybody's thoughts, words, and ideas. And we really don't know what's true, which I think I'm going to be able to get to in either this call or the next. In terms of, it's probably the next call where we talk about AI's influence on perception. For now, we're talking about the mechanics in this particular call from a path of consumption to a path of purpose. And what you might say is path of generative purpose. Lately, what I've been trying to do is the problem, everybody knows that I've been trying to roll out this system for the last, I wrote the book in Thailand in 2015. So what is it, 2025? So 10 years. Well, why does it take so long to get a simple book out? Well, the problem is when you're looking at the book and rewriting the book after, you know, a year or so, which is probably a pretty good idea, you realize that so many things have changed. So then you've got to recurse back into the book and you've got to update the ideas there. And so this constant path of recursion and then rewrite and recursion has been wonderful to produce this set of ideas. And what I realized a couple of days ago in rewriting the book again is the underlying model of generativity, which it is that I'm trying to create, even though this book is about skills. So it's a very interesting thing. In terms of those mechanics, I just made myself some notes here, and they're important because I told you get a look at the kitchen. Well, one of the things that I want to be sure, and I'm repeating this to myself so I hear it, you know, extroverts are those people who do not know what they say until they hear them, or what they think or feel until they hear themselves say it or feel it. And that's the situation here. All new contacts should go through or at least into leadyou.com/news. There's a web funnel that I often speak to. Gary, what we'll have to do is we'll have to put that web funnel link and put the web funnel up. So when I say web funnel and people don't know what the heck that means, that they could click on web funnel and it would take them to show them that picture and they would go, oh, that's what a web funnel looks like. So our web funnel, everything has to go through leadyou.com/news, and then we can control that there and decide what is news and then have access to that current page, which then tells people about what is going on right now. So that's good. So all the offers, program signups, the information for the public should reside on that current page. We're calling internally current, but which is the news page that is at the top of every, should be at the top of every page so someone can go to that. We don't have to protect that because that's the public view. And then what we'll do for members is have them click the member button and they will have specialized news for members. So in the idea that I was talking about in terms of mechanics, we want to get an About Us folder. There's not an About Us folder that's accessible anywhere on our main page or otherwise. So we need to get that page built. And we need to get that done. And then I'm still thinking about what should be indexed in that page. But I think everybody knows About Us is a pretty standard generic page. In terms of live, love, ask, one of the things that happens to you when you're doing rewriting is that you go back to your reference models. And Kahneman has been a good reference model, more so lately for me, because when Thinking Fast and Slow came out, whatever the name of that book is, there were some issues with it. And later on, he went on to talk about those issues and stuff like that. Well, what I was doing, I said, we should have a reference page on Kahneman. And what we should do is we should make this quick insights for people in this reference model. And that's what our core approach is going to be, is we're going to have a core page where you can go and see all the reference models. And that's like a bibliography, only it's one step forward in that what we've done is summarize the models. And then you can see how, what it was that we're referring to in those models. I'm not going to cover these key points that are referenced by this. Gary did put a view button on there, and that I think, oh yeah, that's the actual article that you get when you click on that, where I grabbed this information here and then I summarized it using AI. And that's what you've got here. So you've got the link to the original article, and then you've got this summary by AI here. I thought that was good because don't have time to read all these articles. We'd never be able to do anything else. So I just summarize it quick for you so you could pick up the ideas. In terms of what he says and does, I like the takeaway, Kahneman's optimism about organizational change provides a roadmap for overcoming human biases. I would change that. If I had it to do all over again, I would rewrite that piece and say, for assimilating or respecting or diversifying or something like that, because we're not going to overcome human bias. We're not going to do that. That obstruct rational decision-making. We're not going to do that. Bias is one of my paradigmatics. I've got 7 of them. And bias is one of those paradigms that you're not going to do. So what you have to do, if you can accept that there's bias, then rather than pretending that we're not biased, if you can accept there's bias, that's actually a good thing. So that's part of what we're trying to teach you about what the skills can do. Once you learn the skills, you can get these models. You can get a reference model from a person. In other words, all of us have reference models. Those are called belief systems or worldviews or things like that. And what we've done over time is we've, through our own bias and our own purpose, which is largely hidden, we have stacked information in there based on a reference model. We heard this, we read this, somebody told us this, that sort of thing. The takeaway here is by adopting these structured rules, companies can unlock latent value and better navigate the complexity of resource allocation and strategic planning. Well, sort of. I think the best thing to do is probably just look at, well, everybody's going to be biased, so let's put our biases on the table and let's see where we go from there. I think that would be better. That's the interesting thing. I'm trying to think, was it Kahneman or was it Arduous? I think it was Arduous who discussed, right before he died, adversarial collaboration, which is where we put our reference models, our worldviews, our values up and say, this is what we believe about this and this is why, but then we don't have to change them. So we know that no matter what we say or do, we're not going to change them. That's an interesting thing. So I put a note there of Bohm's hidden variables. It's a short video. I wanted to think about Bohm's hidden variables here, but somehow or another, we've got it squashed together. There should actually be a space there at video. It should say note, hidden variables, colon, Bohm video, and then it should say Bohm, and then click down for video. In other words, put a space in there, Gary, for video, because the video does not have anything to do, well, it does, but not necessarily. That was just a note that I wanted to speak about in terms of hidden variables, because this goes back to Bohm's work, which heavily influenced me, so I need to get a reference model for you on that. Anyway, that video is of Whitney Webb. That's a really interesting video. I'm not sure exactly that she talks about the age of AI and our human future in that video, because it's been a while since I posted this, but I think that she does. And when you look at these, this is the point I made before. AI is reshaping how we perceive and interact with the world, potentially changing every aspect of human life. It challenges traditional concepts of reality and knowledge, urging a re-evaluation of human identity. I think that's put it, that was quoted from their book. At the same time, I think it's a lot different than that. So you can look through those, The Age of AI. If you haven't read the book, I just say read through that summary right there, and that'll give you a good idea of what the book is about. She does mention in the video, if you watch the 7-minute video, that Schmidt is repurposing his, how would I say, his marketing to become the new Kissinger. I thought that was an interesting comment. Really liked that a lot. And in terms of how we'll look at that whole process, the Age of AI book and the Age of AI as a reference model are all very important things that we should take a look at.